The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, interest rates are coming down. There's a fresh competition in Ireland's mortgage market. So it's a good time for first-time buyers to look for a mortgage if they can find something to buy. I'm joined by Margaret Barrett, Managing Director at Mortgage Navigators, who's a qualified financial advisor. Margaret, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
WhatsApp your questions to us, 087 1400 106. Now, the question's coming in thick and fast. I'm hoping that the mortgage expert might be able to assist here. My son has a permanent job and saves via his bank account, lives at home but has savings to make a deposit. If he applies for a mortgage, would his existing savings record constitute saving evidence that many lenders seek? That's from Kevin.
Yeah, that's a great question, Pat. And I suppose it's a real important part of the mortgage application. So what this client here is looking at is called proven repayment ability or demonstrated repayment ability. So we have a lot of our, I suppose, older lenders. We now have some new lenders in the market that have different credit policies, but our older lenders are established, we'll say the main street lenders, look for an assessment called demonstrated repayment ability, where they're looking over bank statements for the previous 6 months, where they're looking for the mortgage repayment to be evidenced.
I can't see the problem with this question.
Not at all. It's really good, because what this client is doing is that he's saving monthly and he's demonstrating to the lenders that he can pay back the mortgage. And I suppose a rule of thumb here is that it's the level of savings is what's important here, Pat, because when he'll come to a mortgage broker or into his own lender, when the assessment is completed, they're looking to see that monthly mortgage repayment evidenced. So rule of thumb here is for every 100,000 that you wish to borrow, that you're starting to save between 500 and 550 each month. That'll include enough buffer there for you.
But I mean, you have to have 10% as a first-time buyer, don't you?
You do.
And 20% if you're a second-time buyer.
No, 10% for all now.
For all,
yeah,
is it okay?
10% for all now.
We just came out of a fixed mortgage rate and our new repayments are sky high. Where do we start to switch to something more affordable?
Yeah, so existing mortgage customers that are coming off a fixed interest rate will receive a letter from their existing lender 60 days prior to their fixed interest rate expiring. That lender will offer their clients their standard fixed and variable interest rate at that moment in time. What they don't tell them is that there's potentially better rates on the market. So my advice to that client, and it might sound a bit biased, a mortgage broker saying this, but is to pick up the phone to a mortgage broker and get some market-based advice. A mortgage broker will ask you what your existing terms are, your terms, your rate, the amount of mortgage remaining, and we will compare that to other lenders in the market.
So those people coming off fixed, they're automatically put onto the variable rate, is that it?
Potentially.
Yeah.
So if they haven't communicated with their lender, they will automatically roll to a variable, but they will have received a form where they can tick a box and refix if they prefer.
I am 36, really keen to become a homeowner in the next 2 years. I'm currently single. What are the most important things I need to be keeping in mind when getting started?
Yeah, so it can be quite difficult, I suppose, for a sole applicant, because we've got one income to assess. And the same central bank rules apply. So it's four times an income combined variable and basic pay. So again, it's the standard criteria that we're looking for is that proven repayment ability, demonstrated repayment ability, which we'll find in monthly savings or on rental outgoings. I suppose what that client needs to be conscious of is that another assessment is called debt service ratio. So we're ensuring that there is enough, I suppose, income to service the existing debt that may be applicable. We'll say car loans or personal loans. My advice to this client is that they should research the incentives available. So the government have two incentives, which is the Help to Buy scheme, which is applicable to new build properties in Ireland up to the purchase price of 500,000, where they will give 10% towards the purchase price to a max of 30,000. The other one is the First Home scheme, which can be used in conjunction with the Help to Buy scheme, applicable again to only new builds currently, or actually to the property that you're currently renting. Both of those are applicable here. Where we're finding is where sole applicants can fall into a category which is quite, I suppose, affordable from them, from their perspective, is into the affordable housing scheme. So the affordable housing scheme is where the local authority have an equity share of the property, but it is categorised on income for assessment. So sole applicants sometimes can fall in there.
They can qualify,
exactly. Yeah.
Because if you're looking at the central bank rules for the proportion of borrowing for your income, is what, four times?
Exactly, four times. So basic plus variable pay, if it's evidenced.
Okay, so if you're 50 grand a year, 200, that's it.
Exactly. My advice here is that this client, even whilst she may think that she's 2 years out from purchasing her property, is to get, I suppose, get in contact with a broker and have that initial consultation so that we can get her on the right path.
Do the banks and building societies look at your Revolut account and your spending in that account?
They do, and it's treated very much like a standard current account. So we'll be looking for 6 months Revolut statements, including any vaults, which would be considered savings statements.
My fiancé and I are both self-employed. He owns a company. I work freelance. We're running into a lot of difficulty getting a mortgage approval, even though we are good earners and have a significant deposit. Any advice?
Yeah, another very good question. So I suppose all lenders are looking at income that has been evidenced to be sustainable in previously and into the future. When we're looking at a self-employed applicant, Pat, it's slightly different. So we're looking at the tax returns that have been completed over the last 2 years. So we're looking to make sure that, especially from a freelancing perspective, because
income, they're not spoofing.
Exactly. Well, income can, you know, be up and down throughout the 12-month period. So we're looking to make sure that it has been consistent over the last 2 years and that it's sustainable into the future. And how I suppose we prove to lenders that it's sustainable is that we're looking for any contracts that have been signed. It might be a 3 or a 6 or a 12-month contract, but we're attaching that to the application. So it's a little bit of looking backwards. And I suppose from a freelancing and a self-employed perspective, especially we'll say from contractors or freelancers, is that it doesn't make a difference if you've just started freelancing or contracting. If you have been working in that industry for the past 2 years, we can show that that income has been consistent.
I've been renting abroad for the last 5 years. I'm currently home and house searching in Dublin. Does my rental record count towards my ability to save? That applies, by the way, domestically as well.
It does. It does. So rent, I suppose, number one, absolutely does go towards the ability to pay the mortgage repayment. The possible tricky little part here in this question, Pat, is that if that person was working abroad, living abroad and paying rent abroad and has now come back to Ireland and is working in a different industry or a different employer, it may not be consistent. So I suppose we're looking to see what the salary was abroad, what the salary is here, and to make sure that, I suppose, the savings ability or the rental outgoings are still consistent.
Our mortgage approval has expired since January. We've both gotten raises, so we need to apply again. However, should we wait until after we come back from spending in Brazil? They're going on a holiday. We don't really want to be contacted with requests for millions of extra documents and statements while we're visiting my in-laws. But at the same time, will our holiday in Brazil, being apparent in our bank statements, raise eyebrows?
It possibly might. So it depends on where the spending for the holiday has come from. So if they've dipped into savings, or potentially if they've stopped saving to go on that holiday, it may actually be a negative factor on their application. Their approval obviously has expired. That doesn't mean that they can still continue to look in the market. A material check in circumstances has to be completed. So we'll be looking for up-to-date pay slips, up-to-date bank statements, and we're making sure that there's been no material changes to that circumstances. If they've dipped into their savings to go on holiday and it's seen as a once-off expense, then that can be mitigated.
Now this one, I pay a few bob off my mortgage every now and then, only to find it was going into a separate account. It's at about 5,000 now. Do I pay it off the mortgage, or can I take it off the interest that's due? That's from John in Cork. I'm not sure.
So
5,000, it didn't go off the mortgage. He thought he was paying off the capital sum.
Yeah, he should have been. So I suppose a number of lenders have an overpayment facility available. Some lenders will allow you to pay 10% of the monthly mortgage direct debit. If you take on that, I suppose, overpayment facility, what it does, Pat, is it actually comes off the interest and the term of your mortgage. So whilst this one has gone into a separate savings account, I'm not too sure what he should do there, but I would pick up the phone to the existing lender to see would they take a lump sum payment.
Can I buy a house with my parents? I'm single. I will mortgage my half. My parents have the funds to buy the other half.
So unfortunately, if that would be considered a joint application, they can gift the funds here. But if, I suppose, if this person is buying the property with her parents, they may want to be on the title of the property.
Sure.
So if they're on the title of the property, the bank will want them on the loan as a joint application.
But the bank would look at this as a joint application and say, wow, there's a huge deposit here, so you don't need a big loan.
Potentially. But what could potentially go against them here is, we'll say, lending is up to max age of 70 with a number of the lenders. The vast majority, we have some lenders that will go to age 80. So the term here may come against them from that perspective. But as I say, there is nothing stopping her parents making a gift under the gift tax threshold here, and that can be form part of the funding.
All right. Lots more coming in. So to buy an affordable 3-bedroom home in Dublin, you need 50k and 2.5 grand monthly savings. That's from Declan.
I would say that would be a cheap house if it was a sole application, Pat. So an average property in Dublin is now well over 500,000. And you need 10% deposit of that. So 10%, 1% stamp duty and your legal fees. So for 50,000 at 4x income, assuming it's a first time buyer, you're looking at max borrowings 200,000 there.
This one, I just came off a fixed rate. I owe 100k on a house which is now worth 360,000. I have no other loans, but nobody will touch me because I'm self-employed.
I would say pick up the phone to us here in Mortgage Navigators who are experienced and self-employed, first of all. So again, what we're trying to prove there, Pat, is a sustainable income. For a mover, we're looking at 3.5x income here. 100,000 would lend you to believe that the income we're looking for is quite minimal.
Yeah.
And for that client, her next lender is quite important because at 100,000, you're nearly looking at the lender for the remaining term. And there would be suitable lenders available there.
Right. Margaret, thank you very much for joining us. Margaret Barrett is Managing Director at Mortgage Navigators, and she, of course, is a financial advisor.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.